Hi, this is Rosalind Kind, actress, singer, entertainer, and you are listening to Dave's Gone By on UNC Radio.
Shalom! Welcome back to the Dave's Gone By radio program. This is Rabbi Sol Solomon, founder and spiritual leader of Temple Sons of Bitches in Great Neck, New York, and I am thrilled to be bringing some musical Yiddishkeit to this program. Someone who has been a singer and an actress for many years. She's been on, look at these credits. She's sung at Lincoln Center, at Carnegie Hall, at the Cafe Royal in London. She's been on Broadway, in a show called Three from Brooklyn. She was in Leader of the Pack off Broadway, which has that crazy, kooky kind of rock and roll music and stuff. And she's even talk about ultimate Jewish sanctifiedness, ladies and gentlemen. She played herself on The Nanny. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking on the telephone to the one, the only, the Jewish, Rosalind Kind. Shalom, Rosalind.
Shalom, Rabbi Solomon. How are you there?
I'm good. I'm all right. You know, it's Colorado weather here. I'm in Colorado, not Great Neck at the moment, so the cold gets into your bones. But you're in rain, aren't you?
It's a little drizzling here. They're expecting a storm of some kind. I don't know what, but it's awfully gray out there. Dark, you know, hanging over the skies here, the buildings.
Gray in California. I can't even rain. Oi, oi. Are you sure you're in...
This is by us a rainy season. That's our winter.
Okay.
It never used to be so cold. It used to be just the rain. Now we got the cold and the rain.
You got the cold and the rain, are you?
Oh, yeah, you know, from climate change and everything.
Now, are you dressing properly? Are you wearing a hat and mittens and gaiters and everything?
No, I try not to. I try to get the warm within myself, but I do wear like a...
Oops.
Type of jacket, you know?
A jacket is good. Mittens is also kind of good. Yeah. Sometimes what I do is I'm wearing long underwear, and I pour really scalding water, and it works for a while.
Is it silk under there?
Of course.
Oh, good.
Should I wear anything other than silk? Come on. Anywho, I have so many wonderful questions to ask the singer and actress Rosalind Kind, who is kind enough to be with. Get the little pun. We are people of the book, so we make word jokes like that. Who is?
Remind me. I wanted to ask you. Temple Sons of Bitches in Great Neck.
Yes. Well, we tried to have it in Hicksville, but there weren't enough Jews. So we moved. But well, what temple do you belong to?
When I was growing up, I went to B'nai Jacob on Glenwood Road in Brooklyn.
B'nai Jacob, is that still there? Do you know?
I don't know. I was recently in Brooklyn. I played Brooklyn College.
Oh, yes.
And people came out who knew me then, but I tried to do a lot of research before I went back. The neighborhood has quite changed, but I didn't get to see B'nai Jacob on Glenwood Road.
Oh.
I didn't get there.
But wait, so when you say the neighborhood changed, is it what? Is it Eskimo, Schwartz? What's there now?
Yeah, Schwartz.
Okay, just wondering. Just curious.
Why is it Schwartz?
Oh, very, very Schwartz. You turn the lights out, you can't see anything. That's terrible.
No, it's so different. You know, it was such a middle-class upbringing when I was growing up, and we had all kinds of people, and there are churches and synagogues and all this kind of, you know, family-run stores. We have the greatest Jewish delicatessen, the Foster delicatessen, where I used to go get my hot dogs on the grill.
Mm. And other stores and things to remember. What else do you remember about Brooklyn growing up? What else do you remember growing up about Brooklyn, New York?
Well, it was very neighborhoody, you know? Everybody used to come from their windows and yell out. Everybody knew everybody's business.
Well, I still do that, but I do that in Colorado and Great Neck. It doesn't matter.
Oh, really? Do you have a neighborhood like that in Colorado?
No, we don't, which is why I get arrested very often. But they let me out because I make trouble in the prison. But more stores, more nostalgic memories of your life in Brooklyn.
Oy vey, where do I go with here? I used to love, you should pardon the expression, I always loved Chinese food. We had a great neighborhood. China. It's going to always go back to the Eton.
Of course.
Because it was all about Eton.
Now wait, was it a kosher Chinese restaurant or just a regular Chinese restaurant?
No, it was a regular. regular Chinese restaurant.
Oh, you shunned it.
They were our neighbors, and it was so good. It was Sunday night dinner, you know?
Sunday, no, that's right. That you know, you can't have a Jewish neighborhood without Chinese restaurants. It just would not
That's
work.
True, but we also had the kosher bakery, Shenley's, which was to die. The best Kaiser rolls and bagels wait a second, Charlotte Russe's.
Charlotte, everybody used to talk about that thing, bro. Nobody talks about it anymore, but it was this whipped cream.
Nobody has them anymore. Even the Knishes from the boardwalk at Brighton Beach, where you can't find them anywhere.
Well, is Jonas Schimmel's gone, wherever they were?
Somebody told me that Jonas Schimmel's is still there, but they said Jonas Schimmel's didn't make it with the very thin dough, which they did on Brighton Beach.
Oh.
They made it by me, what is that dough that the Greeks make paklava?
Oh, the phyllo dough.
The phyllo dough,
that's
yes.
That's it. Yeah, and I hear
there was blueberry cheese, cherry cheese, pineapple cheese, kasha, and potato. Oh,
my God.
Heaven was I when I was there.
You're making me fail and you're making me drool. Doesn't take much to do that at my age, but still. So let me also ask, since you also started singing at a relatively early age, you were on a couple of times the Ed Sullivan Show. I don't think we've ever had anybody on this program who was on the Ed Sullivan Show. What was that?
Not a single person.
I think you are single. You're not married anymore. So
this is true, but I mean, you haven't had one single person who did the Ed Sullivan Show. How could that be?
Strangely enough, you know, I did have people on Arsenio Hall, but it's just not quite the same.
No, because he had a show, not a shoe.
He had a really big show, that's right. A really, right here on our stage, ladies and gentlemen. Pepino, the singing mouse, and plate spinners, and Roslyn Kind. So tell me, what the hell?
But the mouse was Topo Gigio.
Oh, that's right, Topo Gigio. Pepino was a different... I get my rodents mixed up. As did that kosher bakery, which is why they were closed for a few weeks. But, you know, I'm just kidding. I kid.
Rabbi, tell me, where do you get a good rugelach in Colorado?
When you get, I bought carpeting last week in...
Not carpeting, rugelach.
Oh, rugelach, I'm sorry. I thought you meant a little rug, which is what you get at the carpet store.
Right.
When you don't get rugelach in Colorado. What you do is you take a burrito and you leave it out in the sun for 6 hours. And then you pour jam on it, and it sort of approximates a rugelach, kind of.
Not quite.
Almost.
Cream cheese, the cream cheese butter dough.
Oh, you're making me hungry again, but tell me about Ed Sullivan.
What is there about Ed Sullivan? He's gone now, you know.
Is he really? I did not know that. I assumed he was still walking around.
For a long time, even then, but nobody told him.
He's doing a show on public access at the moment. It's one... No, but come on, do you remember you being backstage and the feelings and being told you had 5 minutes and then you only had 2 minutes? What? Tell me.
Makeup chair, and they come in, they tell you, you gotta get finished, you're on stage in 10.
Right, and do you remember what you did on the show?
The first time, I think I sang, what the heck did I sing the first time? Oh, gosh, you know, I can't remember. So I think it was something from my first album on RCA.
It wasn't Disco Stick. It wasn't the Lady Gaga song. I know that.
No, it wasn't disco, no.
No.
I was not a disco singer, you know?
No, this isn't...
In one of my shows, I used to do a song that you could dance to that way, but I wasn't that disco singer, per se.
No, of course not. But do you have any specific memories of what Sullivan said to you, either on stage or off stage, or any rules that were given to you, anything?
There was no rules. You didn't really you didn't see much of him, but you know that when I auditioned for him, I auditioned for him in his apartment at I think it was Delmonico Hotel, or the Dre, wherever. He was somewhere on Park Avenue.
Oh.
And I auditioned for him privately. With my manager, we went up to his apartment.
Oh, I was wondering if you were alone and how you addressed for
him.
I'm just asking. Okay.
No. First of all, he's a too guy. You should be alone with.
Yes, true. So you went up to his apartment. What did you sing?
You're asking me questions I don't remember. It's such a time ago.
Well,
have you... time ago. What did I sing? I maybe sang... what did I sing? Let's see. I want the lessons. I want to dance. I want to love. I want to listen to your chants. I want to give, to give. You know, I can't remember the title.
It was a Led Zeppelin song.
I think it was Give Me You. It was the title of my album.
Oh, Give Me You. That was your first album on RCA back in 1969.
Right. Yes.
Give
yes.
Me You. And as you said, you know, he was a straight, upright, Goyish kind of guy, so he didn't say, hey, give me you. You actually just sang for him, and he put you on the show. That's great.
Yeah. And we had a little problem there because somebody else booked me on another rival television show, and we had to go into arbitration.
Oh, I did not know this.
And we didn't know what was going to happen, whether I was going to make my debut on the Ed Sullivan Show or on Hollywood Palace.
And it turned out,
Ed Vaughn.
Did you also get on Hollywood Palace at one point, or...?
But they got very upset that we didn't do their show.
I figured, because the rivalries back then.
And I was a little innocent Tatskiller, you know? What did I know?
How
I was
old
in the middle of this arbitration.
How old were you back then, and then that time when you were starting out?
17. Hi, this is Rosalind Kind, actress, singer, entertainer, and you are listening to Dave's Gone By on UNC Radio.
So, you were already a math teacher, or you were thinking about being a math teacher?
I was thinking of being a math teacher when I was in 7th and 8th grade. I used to mark the papers for my math teacher.
And that gave you the idea, but then what gave you, was it, with all due respect, knowing that your sister made it, and you thought, oh, I can do this too?
Yeah, well, you know, but I always sang as a little girl. My mom sang, may she rest in peace.
Yes.
And my sister sang, and I always sang, and I loved to sing. I made up my hours at home alone singing and acting things out in the mirror, you know? It was always what I loved to do, but that was my make-believe world. And as I got a little older, and I saw that my big Schwester, it happened for her. It happened. You know, Mom was a little scared. She was a little worried that it's a very hurtful world out there.
True.
And she didn't know whether she should let her go or whatever, but my sister was very strong-minded and she did her thing. And now I could see that this can be achieved. You can get out there and it can happen. It's not just on the movie screen, you know?
And you did, at that point, on some level, idolize your older sister. She was 9 years older than you, so when she was on...
You always idolize your siblings, no? Your big siblings. My big brother and my sister, my Schwester.
Right, yes.
I mean, I was the baby, so you always look up to the big ones, no?
And the thing is, was there a point, though, when you had to stop doing that to an extent? I mean, you still got to love and idolize your... You know, but when you had to say, okay, this is my life now, and I'm a wonderful singer, and I have a career, and you're secure within yourself.
I'm totally secure within myself. I just still love my siblings very much.
This is... What does your brother do, if I might ask?
My brother's now semi-retired, but he started out as a commercial artist, and he had his own advertising agency. And then he got into investments in land and properties.
Oh, so he's doing better than both of you combined, then. There you go. Oh, with Marcel McGlick. That's
But the best thing is the grandchildren that he loves. And, you know, that's everybody looks forward to that, right?
Exactly. But can I ask you one thing, going back again to your youth and the fact that, yes, you could sing...
How do you mean going back to my youth?
I'm sorry. That was a terrible. I didn't mean it that way. To your first year.
By Solomon, shush.
Well, you're not 17 anymore. You've got to be at least 22. All right.
At least, yeah.
22, we'll say. But when you're even younger than 17, yes, maybe you could sing, but you were also, as you have said, overweight and very shy. How did you overcome all that?
Shy, extremely. I had relatives who swore I'd never go into show business because I wouldn't sing in front of anybody. I sang in a couple of school shows, you know, but I used to get very nervous.
So,
very nervous.
What did you do? How did you overcome this?
I don't know. It just kind of happened. You know, you start doing it and you get a little braver and a little braver. Sometimes people are telling you what to do and then comes the day where you're telling them, no, I'm not. I'm doing this.
And it sounds funny, but this is exactly the truth. Sometimes you just, something clicks in the brain and you say, I'm not getting anywhere by being shy. I have to...
Nowhere. Right. Nowhere does it help.
Exactly.
But, you know, but it's still a part of me. It's still a part of me. I think I come out, I'm less shy on stage, you know?
Okay, I do one thing. You told a San Diego writer that you don't quite get stage fright, but you do get nervous, and that mm-hmm. what you do is you say affirmations yes. to yourself. Like when I do a sermon before I go on, I say, "Oh, Rabbi Saul, you don't suck. Your breath is okay. Your penis isn't that small." These are the things that I tell myself.
This is what you say to yourself before you go out there to speak.
Yes, well, I have to psych myself up in a manner of speaking. What?
I don't exactly say that.
I would hope not. I would hope your penis is larger than mine. But
no, actually, mine is much more spiritual.
Oh, no, very good. It's shaped like a mezuzah, no doubt. But no, I don't even know what that means. But what if you don't mind sharing some of the things that you say to yourself to when you go out there and want to give a great show?
Basically, I don't say so much to myself as I speak to the Almighty above.
Oh, really? You pray?
To guide me and to use me as a vehicle to touch people's lives in a very positive way, to spread joy, to bring happiness.
So that's actually
to make them forget their troubles for a little while.
Do you attend synagogue? I mean, you mentioned you were at Bnei Jacob way back when, but now, are you ever...
At this moment, I'm not belonging right now, but I have, and I do, and I am a very spiritual person.
I would hope on the high holy days, at the very least, you go mm-hmm. for like 5 minutes before it gets too boring, and on Yom Kippur with the halitosis flying around, you want to get out of there, but just show up, show your face, and then leave. God sees you. And then he's okay, you can go have a sandwich, you know?
No, we try to hold the fist, you know?
We are talking with Roslyn Kind here on the Dave's Gone By radio program. Wanted to ask some other things of this wonderful singer and actress. Can I ask, what was the first either big concert or Broadway show that you ever saw as a kid?
The first, I think, was... I can get it for you wholesale.
Oh, with your sister?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you weren't a theater-going, concert-going family until she...
I never went to Manhattan on the train from Brooklyn until my sister was very active.
Obviously, seeing her up on a stage like that must have been amazing various reasons.
Then. Always.
And being, of course, your first big show. And was that the moment, though, that you said, I want to do that?
No.
Ah, okay.
It came slowly. I went to New York, and I was very proud to be my sister's sister.
Yeah, sister. This is, okay, that's very true. And can I ask, what are your very favorite songs that you like to sing in concert over the years, or maybe there's one or two favorites that you have now? I don't know if they're the same from years ago.
Well, I happen to love a very special song that was written by Stephen Schwartz from The Baker's Wife called Meadowlark.
Oh, that's a wonderful song.
That's one of my favorite.
Oh, hello.
It was the fourth piece for me.
It's a beautiful, beautiful song. I've heard Betty Buckley do it. Is it on any of your albums? Do you do that?
CD Come What May.
Come what may. So that's
fine. Right, and I do it in my shows. I love that moment in the show. I love it. I mean, I relate it very differently. I take it out of context of The Baker's Wife, and I relate it to my own life, talking to my grandma. Hi, this is Roslyn Kind, and you are listening to Dave's Gone By on UNC Radio.
If you go on YouTube and things, you can find footage and stuff of your mother, but what was your grandmother like?
I did not know her very well because she died early.
Oh, well.
In my life. But my memories of her were always to impart certain wisdoms, you know, to go after my dreams. And she always had these little charms in her. You remember Square Charms, the packaged candy?
I remember Lucky Charms. I don't really remember.
That's a cereal. This was a candy, kind of like Lifesavers, but square.
Square. Who the hell would think of a square candy?
And they were individually wrapped. So my I used to love the cherry. So my grandma would always have those in her pocket.
Oh, that's what grandmas do.
Yeah.
Plus strange old men in raincoats on the subways. But grandmas is better. Is when they give you the candy. You don't know what that means. Let me... let me also...
You couldn't touch that guy's lollipop if you paid me.
Right, exactly. That's what I, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Sure I do.
So
I was born yesterday, but I wasn't born tomorrow either.
That's a very good point. Now, the one I wouldn't say it's a necessarily touchy question, but I know that Dave, who is the host of this actual radio program, a few weeks back he was interviewing the wonderful Fran Drescher, whom you know because you were on The Nanny.
Right.
So I have a couple of Drescher-ish related questions. First of all, you played yourself on an episode. How did that come about?
Actually, how did that come? I think Renee Taylor recommended me. We went to see one of the episodes being taped, and Renee Taylor recommended me. And at that time, another lady that I knew and that I had worked with on a variety special was one of the writers on the show.
Oh, well, that works out perfectly. Can I ask, did you commiserate with Fran Drescher? Because you were both at one point married to men who turned out not to be into women.
You know, we never talked about it.
Really? I mean, she does a whole sitcom about it now. That's her whole thing, happily divorced, because
Right. And as a matter of fact, she came to see us in November here at the Hollywood Bowl, and she said, "You should come to the show again." I said, "Sure, show me where to come. I'll be there. What day?"
Very, yeah, of course. She's a nice Jewish woman doing a wonderful TV program. But did you, I mean, I guess times were different then, but did you not sort of know that you were...
No.
Huh.
It's a very touchy question, Rabbi, and I only spoke to my own rabbi here about those things.
Did you really, you asked your rabbi, what did he tell you?
Rabbi, it's a very private situation.
Oh, I don't want to dig too deep.
I was very naive. I was very young for my age, and very naive because for many of my years I was very protected.
Okay, well, very true.
And I was still very young, so to me, I fell in love with a pretty face and somebody who loved me.
Yes.
And he was very young, so I took it for youth.
And how long were you together? How long were you married?
Not long.
Oh, okay, well, so it became apparent it wasn't a very long-term thing. Did you remain friends when it
yes.
was? Oh, God, this is good. Okay. Same with Fran Drescher. You should be, they're terrific. They're still writing writing the show together.
Yes, they're very close friends.
So,
Peter,
have you been? Are you dating? Are you seeing anybody now? Or are you?
I wouldn't mind if I could. You know anybody?
Oh, I know a lot of Satmar Jews, and they're difficult because they never take those big furry hats off. So you can
hey,
never
hey,
get.
No. I could not live as an Orthodox.
I know. You can't even get intimate with them. You walk up to them, you shake a hand from 10 feet away because the hat keeps hitting you in the forehead. I hate that. But okay, so you're in the day. Is it that hard? I mean, you tour and you're famous and stuff. Is it that hard to meet nice Jewish men?
Very hard. Very hard.
Why?
I don't know. I think maybe sometimes men out there are intimidated. I mean, you know, even if you talk to my husband, they could put you on a pedestal, you know. They
wait. What do you mean? Talk to your husband? You mean your ex?
My ex.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But he's not with us anymore, so you couldn't talk to him unless you prayed to him. It's very hard. I think there's a lot of intimidation that happens, you know.
I guess. I
don't think I'm very intimidating, but I think it's something that's created in the head.
There's a barrier. I mean, they think you're famous and you know, you're
wealthy. And that's in some cases. In other cases, it's something else.
We just have a couple more minutes more with Rosalyn Kind, the singer, the actress. And is, by the way, your most recent CD, the one from 2007, or do you have a new one?
No, that's the most recent.
Okay.
So, hopefully we'll be getting into the studio soon. And working on some new music.
Oh, do you have songs picked out or in your mind yet?
No, a couple.
Well, can I ask, how do you find room in this day and age? You know, it's a music world dominated by Destiny's Child and Lady Gaga and things like that. Is there still room for the American standards kind of not make-believe ballroom, but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. There's a lot of people out there doing American Songbook. They work different venues. The work is not, it's very different because the kids have manipulated the market. It became very much a kid's business in every area, you know, youth-oriented.
Right.
And the kids need to learn to appreciate the American Songbook. But it's a very strange world. It's a world of reality shows. It's a world of rap.
True. No, and hip-hop. And I have... I actually have replacement hip-hop. I had one of my hip-hops replaced, surgically. It was... wow. Not even a laugh. Not anything right there.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. Oh, well.
It fell flat, Rabbi.
And, oh, sorry. Well, I fell flat. That's why I had my hip-hop replaced. Now, can I also, let's see, one nice thing that you do.
Because, wait, one?
Many. It involves, I'm trying to say something nice about you, goddammit. Let me say something nice. Okay. You give to charity, you're involved in causes, including you love animals, because at one point you had a beloved pet, a dog.
Mm-hmm, my puppy. Mm-hmm.
And
like a puppy, my little boy.
What? Tell us about your doggie.
Well, my puppy was Josh Kind.
That's a Jewish dog right there. Okay, yes?
Jewish dog. And I fell in love with him at first sight. And he traveled with me. He went on stage with me. He made his Broadway debut at Christmas time of 1992.
Wait, was that when you went Three from Brooklyn?
Right.
Okay,
right.
Just checking. Okay. So that would have been Four from Brooklyn. At that moment.
On this particular show, this particular night.
But when your beloved Josh passed, you decided to be more active with animal issues, yes?
Yes. Whatever I was giving to my little baby, I now decided to share with others. And made donations. And to me, charity, not only for the animals that don't have a voice, but children who don't have a voice, the elderly.
Or as we like to call them, the mute. If they don't have a voice. Well, at least I got a laugh out of that one. Well, we have been talking to the delightful Rosalind Kind. And I do want to ask, and we can't get away from it. I mean, there's a clip on YouTube of you singing back in October with your sister in concert. I mean, how often do you get to see her, either as family and or in professional situations?
In family, a lot.
Wonderful.
Professional, if she's playing, I go see her. I traveled when she was on tour in Europe, and I spent 10 days with her in London and had a great time. And if she's here working, I love to see her. This was the very first time that we sang in public together, so it was history-making.
Oh, my, I didn't realize that was the one. And do you hope it might happen more, or it was fine?
I certainly do.
Well. Well, she could always come to one of your concerts and sing. You know, I mean, how often also do you spend during, over the course of the year between touring, the studio stuff, and other things that you do? How do you chop that up, time or TV shows?
It just depends on what's happening at that year, what comes through.
Good point. So what are you hoping for over the next 10, 15, 20, 30 years?
Everything.
Oh, I like that.
Everything, and I'm not separating nothing.
I think that's a wonderful... And the most important thing, since you are Jewish, and I am Jewish, and we both love food, are you able to still eat the way you wanted to, the way you could way back when, or now, you know, with me, I have to worry about my heart, my kidneys.
It is like this. I love food. My eyes melt at the things I love to eat. My memories, when I think about what we was talking before, but I can't eat like that anymore.
Ah.
If I go to a deli, now they're not so kosher anymore. I eat eggs or a salad. I don't eat corned beef. I don't eat any of the fattening stuff.
Not even on your birthday?
Sometimes it's like I still go the health way. I still try to eat very healthy. I do cheat once in a while, but I tend to eat healthy. And sometimes, it's really just controlling, so you have a taste or something, but you don't go really hog wild.
Oi, oi, especially not with hog involved. That's certainly not kosher.
I should take that back. That's like a Christ raid.
I know. Cow wild. How's that? Sheep wild. Don't go sheep wild. That's well, we are just absolutely wild about the delightful, lovely Roslyn Kind. Keep, you know, go to her website to find out when she will be touring and appearing near you. Make sure to pick up her most recent CD. It's a couple of years old, but it's still relatively recent. And just be on the lookout for her in your neighborhood, because obviously she's such a sweetie and so talented and so nice to come talk to us about Jewish matters in the neighborhood. It's been a delight.
Same here, Rabbi.